Okay, well,
Janet?
It's Love Talk Radio. Yes.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio. This is our morning mini edition where we bring you these like bite-sized chunks of the show. Kind of like, you know, how the Snickers and the Milky Way bars, they have those little mini chunks, and they're so tasty. That's kind of what we do with the mini shows. They're real tasty. They're full of great stuff, great music, great chats. That's our morning mini show. And for this particular morning mini show, we are so delighted to speak with internationally acclaimed recording artist, musician, and producer, Lino. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I think the last time we talked, we had too much fun talking about the fish and the fishing.
I remember the river monsters that I told you about, my sturgeon. Yes,
that
was an unforgettable interview.
Yes.
I like that.
Oh, man. You see, I'm still thinking about it. But now we have, since we only have 10 minutes, because, again, it is our bite-sized morning mini-show, we're going to focus on your latest release, Cascadia, long-awaited follow-up to your last album, Miami Jam. So I know your fans want to know why the long wait. You just kept them, you know, kind of like biting their nails there. So why the long wait?
Well, it's not because I wasn't doing music. It was because I was doing music for other people. And when I finished Miami Jam, I had gone through three albums in a relatively short amount of time. I was a little burned out on my own compositions. I didn't want to force the next one. And the timing was such that it just turned out that there were a lot of other artists that had liked my production on those records, and they came to me to help them with their music projects. And it's rewarding in a different way than doing your own music, but I really did love it. For several years, all I did is help people finish their music projects. You know, come to my studio, let me produce you, and get your musical vision down. And when I see them walk away with a smile on their face, or it came out better than they ever expected, I get really jazzed. It just is a great feeling. And I did that for a long time, maybe a little too long. And then I figured it's time to put another record out. The fans of my first three CDs are saying, dude, it's about time. Tick tock, tick tock. So I did put out Cascadia this month, and everyone seems to like it, so that's a good thing.
Well, now, with Cascadia, I understand that you are now living in the beautiful state of Oregon. So what was it like putting together such a great piece of music in such a great, beautiful state like that? How did it influence you?
Oh, no, it inspired me. I mean, Cascadia is just the generic term for this region. And as I look out the window, I'm looking at the Cascade Mountains right now. And a lot of the titles to my tracks in the CD have references to rivers where I go out trout fishing as often as I can get away. And so, yes, I have to say that all the songs on that CD were written since I've moved to Oregon. They were all inspired by just the vibe here, the beautiful natural setting and the beautiful rivers and mountains and the wonderful people. So, yeah, this particular CD came out of me being in the state of Oregon, for sure.
Oh, yeah, if you can't get inspired to write or create in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, then maybe you're just not that talented, you know?
No, I it's a crutch I'm using, yeah, the mountains and the beauty. I can't really compose. I need that in order to do any good music, yes, of course.
Oh, wow, but look at the great music that you have completed and that's out there around the world. I mean, I was looking at your list of television and film credits, especially television shows and what have you. What do you have, at least 200 credits or what?
Well, it's something like that. But I mean, most of those are placements that production companies have lifted from my CDs, and not just my instrumental CDs, but also when I was in the rock bands back in the day. I was assigned artist as a guitar player in my original rock band. I didn't sing. I had a singer, and we did that. And I evolved into this instrumental stuff later. But all the stuff I've ever done for all the years I've been doing music, a lot of times a production company will have that in their library, and they'll find that it works on a series or a film or whatever. And then I've also been asked to do custom composing, scoring a series like National Geographic had me do a series they had years ago called The Human Edge. And it was a kind of a modern, they wanted modern techno type music. So I do whatever genre is necessary. And I've done some independent film stuff for people too. But over time, and all the music I've done in my past, a lot of it has kind of like filtered into some of the television and film shows.
So what do you think, what is it about the Cascadia project that some of your rock music fans may enjoy?
Well, there's one track in particular. There's two I would name off of Cascadia. For anybody that has been a fan of my rock music, but these were old rock bands. Most of my rock stuff was done overseas. But if rock is a genre that you like, and you also like my music, the track Lullaby Blues has some bluesy guitar work and a kind of a little rock edge. It starts very, very mellow acoustic and very pretty melody, and then it kind of evolves into more of a rock blues thing with elements of that. And also my twist on Mozart's symphony, where I add electric guitars on top of his composition, that's got a rock edge to it too. So I just hint at it. In my genre that I'm doing now, I can't get too rockin'. If I do, then I'm a rock instrumental guitarist, and there's a lot of those out there. And that's not really what I do. At least that's not what I'm doing right now. So I just use hints of it. So Lullaby Blues and the Mozart song would kind of rock fans would like that.
Well, it's ironic that you should say and mention Lullaby Blues, because at the end of the show, we're going to close out the show with a portion of Lullaby Blues. It is really a cool song, which people will see for themselves. And if they want to purchase more music from you, the website is linomusic.com. You can find all of your work there. And also, I've got, 3 minutes? No, I got 2 minutes. We are summer season. Lots of weddings, lots of proposals usually take place in the summertime. Give me a couple of the songs from Cascadia that you think would be great as a proposal song. The guy's going to propose. Background music one to set the mood.
A proposal. Yeah. Let me start with telling you a true story. Some very dear friends of mine, they weren't at the time, but this couple, Ryan and Heather, came to see me play just randomly. They didn't plan on it. They went to a club I was at, and I was playing my music. And Ryan told me later that he was so inspired by the music, he proposed to his wife at the show during one of my songs. I did that. what would be a good marriage proposal song from Cascadia? It's a little bittersweet, but Farewell 559 might be a good one to try, because it's very evocative. And very emotional. Farewell would be a good one. Sacred River would be another one.
Sacred River, okay. I hope people are taking notes. Because as you're a guy, you know these things. Sometimes men choke up and they don't know how. They know they want to marry this woman, but sometimes they need a little kickstart. So this music will give them that kickstart to set the mood, I think.
It just might, and I'd be thrilled to know if that does happen. If anyone would like to write me and tell me the story, I love getting stories like that.
Okay,
and you can
so
do
can
that.
Go to the website.
Yeah, and they just go write the artist. It's my website is linomusic.com, linomusic.com, and you can check out the music there. You can buy the CDs there, and you can even send me an email and tell me how I've inspired you all to get married.
Now, this will be a twist. Now, if you get some letters from people saying, okay, Lino, your music inspired us to get married, and now we have two kids, and this song inspired the two kids. So that's going to be a good one there, too.
Well, as long as they don't ask me for child support, I'm fine.
Good. No, no. Or to help pay for the wedding.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. But anyway, Lena, what can we expect from you for the rest of this year, the rest of the summer?
I'm going to just be pushing the CD and playing live. I've still got some projects in the studio with other artists. I'll be busy, and then when I can, I'll be on the river fishing.
Oh, wow. Hopefully we'll get another river monster story. Yes.
No, yeah, who knows? Next CD, we'll do another interview, and I'll let you know if I found any more river monsters for you.
Oh, I have a feeling there's still some out there. Yeah,
there
he
are.
Never lets us down. Well, Lena, thank you. Thank you so very much. It's always fun chatting with you. My 10 minutes are up. But we're going to shut it out with a portion, 37 seconds we have, from Lullaby Blues. Thank you again for the great music, great conversation, and I look forward to chatting with you again on the next project.
We will, for sure. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay. Happy fishing.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow, is he not a cool guy? That is Lena. He's one of those performers that they're so talented and they're so cool. They only need one name. Yeah, he's one of those one-name performers, you know, like Cher, Beyonce, you know, all these Prince. They just need one name because they have so much talent. They don't need to know the middle, the last name. It's Lena, L-I-N-O, lenomusic.com. If you are inspired, as he said, to propose to your significant future other, then go get Cascadia. He's already given you two suggested songs that will help set the mood. Since we now have it legal that gay and LGBT couples can get married in all 50 states, I would imagine that's going to spark a lot of weddings. So why not pick up a copy of Cascadia at lenomusic.com and just what he said, take a listen to the whole CD and pay attention to the two songs he suggested. Maybe there's some others that you might like instead. So either way it goes, it's great music, and we're going to take a listen to Lullaby Blues from Cascadia as we shut this show out for today. And once again, we want to thank Lena. LenoMusic.com for joining us on our morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Bye bye.
Another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.